in a different kind of collaboration, I was invited by an art program, Desde Arte Paz, of the Colombo Americano Museum in Medellin, to photograph, but also to direct a photography workshop in August 2008 at the women's prison. Unlike the other projects I've shown here, I had more than a day with the protagonists. I was granted what used to be common for journalists, about 2 weeks to do the assignment, access to the prison, to teach the women and to make my pictures. About 160 of the 350 women interned agreed that their faces could be shown in the photographs made for the project. I gathered signed releases from each person who consented, and at the end of each day's shoot, I captioned the photographs in which they appeared with individual identification so that I could keep track of the permissions, but also to remember at least their first names for my future encounters with them. And this is very, very important. People need to feel that their stories are being told and that they're being recognized as individuals. In addition to the women that I was photographing, 14 women were selected by the prison to participate as students in a photography workshop that I taught. In Colombia, incarcerated women are permitted to have their children live with them until they reach 4 years of age. Many of the women are single heads of household, struggling to keep their families together from behind prison walls. The circumstances leading to incarceration are often poverty-related. Some have ended up here for shielding a husband or boyfriend involved in crime. Some find it is a refuge from a society in which women are often abused. For Colombian men, prison adds to macho prestige, but for women, the stigma of prison too often leads to ostracism upon reentry. It may not dampen the moment of joy when they first are freed, but it can foreclose what limited economic opportunities they may have in the future. In the workshop, we explored these issues. I made photographs, and the women made their own photographs, representing their desires and their feelings about life behind the walls. Some of them wrote poetry. All of them wrote phrases expressing their feelings and the questions that they have for the society that they will rejoin. How am I seen? How do I see myself? How do I want to be seen? When will I finish paying the price? We worked for a week with small point-and-shoot digital cameras. My students recorded still-life images and scenes in the yard. They helped each other, passing on what they had learned. The results were exhibited simultaneously in an art gallery and on the walls inside the prison. Their families were able to attend the opening at the gallery in the city center to see their works recognized in a month-long exhibition. In the prison, we were also able to hang the prints and prepare an opening, inviting all of the women from the prison to come and see the work. Ruby, who is mentally disabled, is serving a 30-year sentence. She had been the cook for a guerrilla unit that held hostages, and so she was charged with kidnapping after her capture by Colombian soldiers. One of my most rewarding moments was seeing the pride on Ruby's face as she showed her daughter, Paola, the image I had made of them both in her cell. And also to hear 3-year-old Allison tell the student who photographed her, "Mírame, soy Donna." Translation, look at me, I'm a photographer too. The show hung on the prison walls for about a month, and the workshop photographers were interviewed in the press, not about their crimes, but about their art and their ideas. We said goodbyes, and I told them I would work to bring the exhibition to other places inside and outside of Colombia, and it's going to be in El Salvador this summer and has been circulating to libraries in Medellin since. The son of my student, Omaira Galeano, came to the art gallery opening. Sebastian wrote me by email a week after I returned home to Austin, Texas, to tell me how moved he was by the impact the work had on the public, but also on his mother and the other women. "They've all become famous," he wrote, sending me attachments to the links and to the media reports.